2.75% for approved credit.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Dixon is going to join us in a couple of minutes, but we have a new receptionist. Her name is Alex. Would you please welcome Alex to the studio?
Yay!
How long have you been here? 2 weeks?
This is my second week.
How's it going?
It's good. I love it.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're bored out of your mind up there.
No.
Yes, you are. You don't have to be afraid to tell the truth in here.
No, I like it. I really like it.
Your last name is White?
Yes.
I asked her off the air. I said, I don't even know your last name. She said, it's White, like the color. Is White a color?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm serious. Is it a color?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, I guess so, because people say, what color car did you get? You got a white.
White, yes.
So you, okay, we'll go with that. How old are you?
20.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Have you heard, before you came to work here, had you heard the show?
Oh, yeah, my dad loves this show. Hi, Dad.
What's your dad's name?
John White.
Same name as you.
Makes sense.
John White?
Wow, what are the chances?
I thought her name was Alex.
John.
What? Last
what
name?
What?
Name.
You said same name.
Yeah, you know what?
Brother. Excuse me.
So, what did you do? What did you do before you came here?
I worked at the tan company.
Doing what?
Selling tans and tanning people.
Now, how come you're not all orange and horrible looking? Because most people that do that, they want to be their own best advertising, so they walk around looking ridiculously tan. But you don't.
I haven't tanned in like 2 weeks.
And were you looking to get out of there? Did they fire you and then you had to look for a job?
This opportunity came up and I saw like a
No, this is not an opportunity. This is a temporary landing place till you find a real job.
I could see myself maybe like advancing. And so I thought this was like a foot in the door. And with tan company, I don't know.
Nowhere to go. Where do you go with a tan company?
Exactly.
Do you smoke?
No.
Okay. Do you drink alcohol?
She's only 20.
She can't drink alcohol.
Wrong answer. You're only 20. She said, yeah, and her dad's
no, I was agreeing. They know.
Now, I'm gonna say this to you. We're gonna get Dawn. Have you heard Dawn Meadows Dixon? Have you ever heard her before?
No.
You never have?
No.
Okay, they'll thrill her.
Okay.
You have a pierced nose.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Does your dad like that?
He hates it. He didn't talk to me for like a week when I got it.
Okay, your dad and I would get along great. But here's where I'm headed with this. When you came here and I noticed, it's if there is a tasteful way to pierce a nose, I will say you don't have a big obnoxious ring in your nose.
Oh, no.
It's very
a little tiny.
I don't even think I've noticed it so far. So
yeah.
It looks like a piece of glitter fell on her nose. No, I'm serious. But I have to tell you something about people like me and your dad and old people. When we see pretty girls, and you're pretty.
Thank you.
We wonder, why would you do that? Why would you drill a hole in your nose? Because it doesn't, what is it, what good is it? Why do you do that?
I don't know. I was 18 when I got it, and I guess it was the first piercing I could get on my own, so I just went and got it.
Rebellious.
Yeah.
Being rebellious. If you don't put it in, will it close up? Because it's not a big piercing.
No, I don't know. Like, whenever I played soccer, I would take it out for like hours at a time and it wouldn't close.
Have you ever tried this? Take it out and then sneeze to see if snot shoots out the side of your nose?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Blow it out sideways?
That'd be awesome.
Have you ever tried that? That's the first thing I'd try. I'd take it out.
I don't think it's big enough.
Yeah. Will you eventually get rid of it or will you
probably
get something bigger?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I get like a professional job. I mean, this is, but.
No, it's not. No. No. No, you had it right the first time. This is not really a professional job. So you get this nose piercing, and your dad I mean, he just didn't like this.
No, he didn't talk to me for like a week. But it's funny because I got a tattoo when I was 16 that my mom and dad signed. Well, my mom signed for.
Where was the tattoo?
On my side. And
but
I
see,
mean,
people don't see that. That's yeah. not a first impression thing. When they walk in here and they go up to the desk, they see, oh, you know, she's got a pierced nose. But again, it's not an obnoxious piercing. It's not.
Yeah. Well, my second day here, I realized I had it in, and I asked Jane, I'm like, should I take it out? And she's like, oh, no, you're fine. So.
Well, she doesn't run this place, first of all, so don't listen.
Should
to
I
her.
Take it out?
No. No. But here's the deal. Literally, it does not enhance
no.
you in any way. Doesn't make you look better. You look fine. So I've always wondered, what's the point? Why would women, the eyebrow thing, I don't get that either.
Yeah.
Or the lip, or the tongue. I think I know what the tongue thing is supposed to be about. What are you laughing at?
But I get it, though. She said it was their first independent thing. I did a stupid piercing on my ear just because.
My younger son did it at 11. He begged and begged. It's a long story. It's a great story. Sometime I'll tell it. But here's the other thing. If somebody had said to me, oh, our new receptionist has a pierced nose, I would have immediately envisioned a big ring in your nose, something real obnoxious, and I also would have thought, well, her nose is pierced, so she's probably a rebellious punk with an attitude. No, I'm serious. And she's that gothic sort of pale black. You're not any of that.
Nope.
You're just a
far
fun,
from it.
Nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, sometimes you really can't judge a book by its cover, and people like me who have a tendency to judge based on, again, if I had just heard her nose is pierced, mm-hmm. I would have thought you were some punk.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're very nice.
Thank you.
You're too nice to be at the front desk of this place. Well, you are. Now, let me say one other thing to you, then we're going to get Dawn on here and play her theme music. Do you know why we have had so many receptionists here and have gone through so many receptionists? Mm. You are, since I've been here, something like the 13th
oh,
reception.
Wow.
No, yeah. True. And do you know why?
No.
They fall in love with me.
Oh.
No, they do. I'm serious. I'm telling the truth. And they don't know it right away. And a lot of times, like you, they go, well, you know, he's old and I'm young. But as time goes by, they realize.
He's probably the age of my grandpa. Right?
Shut up. Yeah, as time goes by, they realize they can't fight whatever this attraction is, and they're drawn. And in their eyes, I become younger and younger and younger and hipper to them. It's going to happen. So,
yeah.
You.
Well, Rebecca, previous receptionist, the same
she
thing.
She fought it as long as she could.
Yeah.
She fought it as long as she could, and she finally had to leave. She had to leave because she knew if she stayed here, trouble.
She threw herself at him.
With a capital T. She didn't want to bust up a good, solid marriage. Well, maybe not a solid marriage. She didn't want to bust up a marriage. And so what you need to do is be aware of that. And when you start to see it happening, have a backup plan. Have another job that you've been kind of looking at and something else ready.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Nope.
Like, how can you not have a boyfriend?
I get annoyed.
You get annoyed?
Yeah.
Annoyed by boys.
Yeah. They get too attached. And then, I don't know, I ignore them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or they send repeated texts and then I just don't respond.
They get possessive.
Yeah. And they're annoying.
Frank will never get possessive.
No.
Yeah.
No. In fact, you'll hardly even know that we're having a relationship. I'll keep it so quiet, nobody will know. No, I'm glad you're here. I hope you're here for a while. You're funny and you're fun and you're pleasant. And I think somebody made a good call bringing you in here. I just, seriously, I hope you don't get bored to death here.
Oh, no.
Pretty boring.
Trust me, I won't. There were days at Tanco where I wouldn't see anyone for like 2 hours.
No,
and I would just sit there. Oh. But here I have stuff to do, so it makes up for it.
What do they have you doing here besides answering the phone?
Right now I'm updating the employee handbook. So
well, you'll be doing that every day.
We have a handbook?
Yeah, wait a minute.
The
we
roster here changes
handbook?
Every week. Yeah. We have different employees.
What's in that thing?
do you like to go to the movies?
Yeah. When they're not like $15 a ticket.
Okay. Well, you want to sit in and listen to the movie review? And
yeah.
Okay, hit the theme music here. So. She better have something because she didn't have to do this Monday. You know, she was off Monday. So we're playing catch up here. It is time to review a movie, good, bad, or in the middle, with Dawn Meadows Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. You have a car? You have your own car?
Yes. Yeah.
remind me before you walk out of here, I will give you some Westport Car Wash certificates to save you a ton of money,
yes.
And you will have a clean car.
Fiona is actually dirty right now.
Who?
Fiona. That's what I named her.
Fiona?
Your car's
yep.
name is Fiona?
Yep.
From
cool.
Shrek?
Yep.
Well, Fiona's going to be very clean after I give you these, because the one I'm going to, well, they're good at any of them, but there's one right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's also a Westport Car Wash on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Say hello to Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hey!
Hi, Dawn!
Dawn, say hello.
Hi.
Say hello to our new receptionist, Alex. Alex Dawn. Dawn Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We weren't together Monday. You had a day off.
No.
So what?
I'm actually in Cleveland. I headed up here yesterday before they canceled all the flights. We flew up to Cleveland by way of Baltimore, Maryland.
Now,
and
is Cleveland
on the runway for 2 hours?
Is Cleveland where you were on television, because you were on here? And then
I was.
Okay.
I was on the ABC affiliate up here.
Do people still recognize you?
You know, every once in a while, especially friends of my family. My mother and father still talk about it.
No, so I don't mean relatives. I mean just people in Cleveland. Nobody ever sees you and go, hey, you used to be on TV here. You don't get any of that?
I get a little of that, yeah.
She's
downplaying
it. Yeah, she's downplaying it. She's a huge star in Cleveland.
In my own mind.
All right,
but
so,
we got a ton of snow up here. It is just beautiful, like a foot of snow.
Yeah, it missed
so
us.
So I got in just in time.
It completely missed us. But if you go to Farmington or Indianapolis or literally an hour and a half from here, 7, 8, 9 inches of snow, but not the greater St. Louis area. We got nothing.
That's too bad. It is so beautiful. I'm so excited. I may take the kids skiing because they actually ski in Ohio. They have these little bumps just like we do in St. Louis, but tomorrow because they've got so much snow here. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Ohio is not a, I don't think of Ohio as a very exciting state. You know?
You don't?
No, I don't. I know Dayton, the Wright brothers.
They have the, what's the big theme park up there?
Oh,
Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Cedar Point.
No, it's like one of the best roller coaster.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Groupings.
Yeah. I actually really like Ohio because I've worked in every city in the state of Ohio. Columbus, Dayton, went to school outside Toledo, and then Cleveland, and then I went to St. Louis. So I've been all over Ohio.
All right. You
it's
have
a great state.
You have a movie today.
I do have a movie, Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, the Osama bin Laden thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That John McCain has been so critical of. It's going to, I would bet my life that it's going to be nominated for a Best Picture.
That's a big bet.
I can't say how many were
going
to be nominated,
bet.
But I'm sure it'll be there.
And when you bet your life, that's a pretty serious.
I'm betting my life. That's pretty big.
She must have
but
really
if you don't
liked.
Know anything about it, it's the story of the decade-long hunt for Osama bin Laden. And it was written by this guy named Mark Bowl, who also did The Hurt Locker with Catherine Bigelow, who's the director on this film, as she was for The Hurt Locker, which won the Academy Award several years ago. And he was an embedded journalist. So when the SEAL team went in to get Osama bin Laden, he was an embedded journalist. So he got some inside information. And the film, of course, has been criticized for having too much information out there publicly that the government used to catch Osama, but it is, or bin Laden, as we used to call him, but it's a fascinating film. The problem is the beginning of the movie is all the torture scenes, and it kind of goes on forever, but they're trying to give you an idea of what they had to go through to catch this guy and all of the intelligence that went into it, and basically it comes down to, and I love this, a woman
caught
bin Laden.
That's right. She was the key player.
She was the key player, and she's played by Jessica Chastain. She does a beautiful job playing this. The film is directed by a woman. So for me, it's wonderful to see, and she was a tough cookie. You don't see the real woman in the film, obviously, but Jessica is a small woman, and she wasn't like this. She was kind of a quiet woman in the beginning of the film, and you know somewhere along the line she's going to play a major role. And when you see the role she plays, it's fascinating. And then, and why it's called Zero Dark Thirty is within 30 minutes, the Navy SEAL team goes in, kills bin Laden, gets all the information, all the intelligence, and crashes one helicopter, brings another one in, and gets out. And you know what's going to happen, and yet in that last 30 minutes, you are on the edge of your seat. It is fascinating to watch. The problem with the film, if there is, it's very well done, is that it feels long because you're taking a whole decade of intelligence and putting it in 2 hours and 37 minutes. I'd say about 40 minutes too long, probably, because we're so used to, as a society, to sit down and watch a film. 2 hours is really the max for me, but really well done.
Now, I wonder how it stacks up. I saw that guy who wrote the book. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Right.
And he wrote under a pen name, mm-hmm. and they did an interview with him on 60 Minutes, and they
that guy. That
they changed his identity.
Yeah.
I just wonder, and I'm going to go see it because I remember pretty specifically the things he said, how he and he laid out exactly how it happened, and it'll be interesting.
Oh, he had a model, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He had a scale model of the building and a little helicopter to show how it fell and where it landed and how it landed. I'm curious to see, because I know our own government's version of what happened didn't match his, and I wonder if this falls somewhere in between the two, or if it's more along the lines of what he said happened. That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think the government is not happy with the people that made this film because they feel that maybe they are releasing too much information, they don't agree with everything. But this guy, this journalist, and he kind of calls it reality filmmaking because it's based on a true story. And when you think about when this happened, was in May of 2011, and they pulled this together pretty quickly for a film. Usually, you know, they may write a book first, and then they got this thing out there. I'll be interested to see what you think, too, because I know you followed that guy pretty closely
and
what he said.
Didn't some people get in a little hot water for giving and consulting with the producers on this thing? And
I think so, because he was a journalist, and he had sources that most filmmakers wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what's fascinating about the film. The waterboarding and all of that goes on in the beginning, it goes on for so long. At some point, I was getting so, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
They lead the moviegoer to believe that that's how we caught Osama bin Laden. John McCain and people in the government are saying, no, it's far more than that. But actually, the film points us in several directions. It's the work of several public servants who did intelligence that came, got them to that point where they got him.
Well, there's some things
it wasn't just the waterboarding, but they do play heavy. I mean, you see waterboarding for the first 45 minutes.
Some things we're never going to know. We're never going to know, for example, how much waterboarding went on and to what degree. We're never going to know because you're going to hear two different stories.
And John McCain, as you know, Senator McCain is just, he feels it's wrong to lead the public to believe that's how we got the information, because he said you get a lot of false information. And the movie talks about that. I mean, some of these guys start to give information they don't even have because they're afraid they're drowning by this waterboarding, which is interesting to watch because I never really understood the whole process. But they show you in this movie how they do it, and it's hard to watch.
Well, don't they cover your face and pour water? You they basically take you to the brink of drowning,
and you're slanted. Yeah. I think your feet are above your head,
yeah. And you literally think you're going to drown.
You think you're drowning, and they have a washcloth on his face, and they're pouring a pitcher. I mean, I thought it was this machine or something. They basically washcloth.
What's the point of the cloth? What's the point of the cloth? I didn't
get it. All the water,
around the nose, and it leads you to believe as though you're suffocating. And then, as Ian said, they're tilted with their feet are above their head,
right.
And then the water rushes
up
off the plate down their nose, and they think they're drowning.
Hey, did this lady that ultimately gave them the information where bin Laden was, did she get the reward? Didn't the government have a big reward?
I don't. Did they? I feel like they didn't make enough.
Yeah, wasn't it like $25 million?
Yeah, that was a huge reward. I don't know.
I doubt it because she was working in the system.
She was in the system, but you know, when they came out about this, everybody talked about the Navy SEALs, and granted, they are the heroes. When you see what they did, and I think the film shows it pretty well, but this woman, who I remember watching the news and hearing that the Navy SEALs had to make a phone call to a woman. And I remember hearing this in the news, but not having it been played up pretty high. They never interviewed her. Of course, she's CIA, so they didn't show her face. But they said she cried when they told her that they got him. And I thought, wow. I mean, first of all, I thought, oh, gosh, I wish she would have cried, because, of course, you expect a woman to cry when she's in this situation. But then when you see this film show how tough she is and how smart she was, I was proud to be a woman. I mean, I thought, this is a true hero, and I feel as though they should have made more of her. Not to make less of the Navy SEALs. They were fabulous. They went in there and got them. But this woman, she fought when everybody said, this is crazy. No, that's not going to get them. No. She kept saying, I believe he's here. And he was in Pakistan at that compound, and she believed it. And they turned to her, and they said, you'll see the movie. I'm not giving anything away because this has been in the news. She said, yeah, this is him, and she was right. And so I wish they would have made more of her because she truly is a hero. But that's just speaking from a female point of view.
All right, in fairness and for balance, what I would have done if I made the movie would, yes, let the world know that she cried once they got him. But I then would have cut to a shot of the reactions of a couple of people as they're hearing it on the news. First John Boehner, and then he'd cry, and then I'd show Dick Vermeil seeing a newscast, and he'd be crying. And then you got balance. It's not just, you know, a woman crying. You go right to people you know would cry if they saw it. Zero Dark 30, ARDs, how many?
3.5.
Pretty good.
It's up there with my favorites, yeah. It's well done, worth seeing. In fact, I have a copy of it, and I'm here in Cleveland, and of course I'm popular with my family. They're all coming over to watch it. So,
well, of course you're probably.
Zero Dark 30.
Here they go, 3.5. Here we go.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Have fun in Cleveland.
Bye, everybody.
Talk to you when you get back. All right. Don Meadows-Dixon, everybody, from Cleveland, Ohio. Entertainment capital of the world. Brought to you by Westport Car Wash and Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Alex White, what's the last great movie you saw?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it better than The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger?
I think Heath Ledger played a better actor than Tom Hardy, but I like the way that the story and the plot was made in The Dark Knight Rises.
You have a whiskey voice, what they call whiskey voice.
What's
you
a notice, whiskey
you
voice?
Notice if
yeah,
she does.
Yeah, she does.
It's they call a smoker's voice whiskey voice. Not a bad thing.
My mom has a raspy voice at the end of the night. So.
Just at the end of the night?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's because she gets tired.
Hmm. Wonder what time
I noticed when she talks to
me. Well, that's family. Personal.
That's at the end of the day, her shift here, so she's tired, I'm sure.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you've put in a long, hard day here at KTRS. Give us an example of how you answer the phone here. I'll make the ring.
Good afternoon, KTRS.
That's good.
Very good. That is good.
And then if somebody said, I'll be the person on the other line, and you tell me how you would handle this situation.
Yes, I've been out of town.
No, you don't laugh at people.
I've been out of town for a little while. I just came back. Can I speak with Mark Christopher, please?
Yeah, can you hold, please? I'll transfer you.
Well, first of all, you can't do that. He doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, but why would you say I'll transfer you? Have you heard the name Mark Christopher?
Well, what if it was Mark Dorsey? Then I'll say,
but okay. It wasn't. It was Mark Christopher. Let's try it again.
Right.
Good afternoon, KTRS.
Dan Dierdorf, please.
I'm sorry.
Show host, Dan Dierdorf.
I'm sorry. I don't think he works here anymore.
Okay, good answer. In fact, I got to tell you, 8 times out of 10, that'll be the answers that will probably be appropriate.
Yes.
I'm sorry, he doesn't work here anymore.
Or they're leaving in a couple days.
It's probably just...
I'm so glad you asked for him because he won't be here next week.
Yeah, it's probably best for anybody that's asked for, just go, hold on, and let me see if he's still here.
Yeah, let's try.
Or he or she is still here.
Let's try it again.
Good afternoon, KTRS.
Dad Buck, please.
All right, can you hold, please? I just got to see if he's here.
Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't. I know, but he was in here the other day.
Okay. All right, you get a pass on that one.
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to go through all of them.
Good afternoon.
What's so funny? What's so funny? Are you making fun of me?
No, start over.
I was just listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and they said something really funny.
Scott St. James there, please?
Pardon me?
Scott St. James, is he there, please?
I don't think he works here. Let me check.
Okay, I don't think he knows either.
So, no, he's shooting a movie right now.
Yes.
Oh, no. Good afternoon, KTRS.
Jim Jackson, please.
No, I could go through 150. We're not going to do all that.
No.
What I'm doing is giving you a feel for what could happen because people leave and they come back to St. Louis
right.
And go, man, I'm glad I'm back in St. Louis. I can't wait to see what Mark Christopher's going to
say
today.
Paul Shankman.
Paul Shankman or Paul Brown. Or, and then we can just go down
Carlo.
Down the line. Now, do you... do you ever have to say, could I ask what this is regarding? You don't have to do that. You just transfer, and then somebody else can do that. You don't ever have to say, may I ask who's calling?
I have had to do that a couple times.
Now, who do you have to do that for?
It actually happened today, but I don't remember who the lady was.
So they.
Oh, she actually was calling for Mark Dorsey, and she was wishing him a happy holidays.
So when it's for him, you've been told to say, could I ask who's calling and what it's regarding?
No, because she was just kind of like, she just kept on talking. So I was just like, you know, can I ask who's calling? And she's like, oh, this is so-and-so. I want to wish Mark Dorsey a happy holidays. I'm like, all right, can you hold, please? I'll transfer you. And then transferred her.
Okay. All right. Yes. Now, have you been given instructions regarding anybody in particular that they are to get some sort of a clearance as to who's calling, as opposed to just, hang on, I'll transfer you? Because I'm sure that Mike Dorsey, he's like the head.
Mark.
You have to have a screen that calls for him. But other people, you just shoot the call.
Usually me, when I call in, she...
Yeah.
Is anybody irritating you yet?
Yeah, no. Who's the most irritating person here?
No one. I mean, I like everyone here, honestly.
You met John Hanley, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gives me some crap.
Mushmouth Hattie?
Yeah,
he's talking about your diction before.
Right, we're going to check in with you.
What?
The questions that you can answer now, like who's the biggest jerk, in 2 weeks you will be able to answer. We're going to ask you those questions.
Just write a list up for us.
Is there anybody that you want to say hello to? Is there anything you want to do? Have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
This is the first time?
Yeah.
You ever heard yourself before?
No, I feel like I sound weird.
Well, you do sound a little weird. But so do we. That's not the end of the world. Do you have any talent? Do you do impressions? Do you sing? Do you tell jokes? Anything?
I can do pretty good impressions of people.
Who?
Famous people? Celebrities?
Yeah, not Marge Harris.
Yeah,
Marge
Harris, my next neighbor.
My neighbor when I was in fourth grade. Who do you do impressions of?
Do you know, have you heard of Teen Mom? Obviously.
Who?
Teen Mom.
That's
it's
a
on
show
MTV.
On MTV, yes.
No, they have, but I can do
Barbara Evans' impression pretty good.
Who's Barbara Evans?
Janelle, her
is
mom.
She one of, oh, so it's a mom of the Teen Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sure. Let's hear
go
it.
Ahead. I don't know who.
But you'd have to hear her talk, and then you'd have to hear
that's
me.
Probably do anybody really good. That everybody knows? No?
I don't know. I'd have to think.
All right, think about it. You had a second appearance. You're out of here now. You're done. Your day is over.
Wow.
No, you're out of here.
That was mean.
Wasn't mean. You had a nice long stint here for your first time on
the
air.
Yeah, it was nice.
I asked if there's anything you wanted to do. You're welcome to do it.
I'll just say hi to my mom and dad. I know they're probably listening.
Is your dad, what does he do?
He works at Boeing. He retires. He tells me every single day. He's like, 52 more days. 51 more days.
Oh, so sounds he has like a working here. Already. Yeah. He
every one of us has one of those markdown calendars yeah. here. Same
kind. Some
what
people.
What does he do there?
He builds the JDAM bombs.
He builds bombs?
Yeah.
Whoa. He's going to I bet you that takes a skilled hand.
Yeah, you can't sneeze a lot.
No.
When you do that, Jeff. What about your mom? Does she work?
She works at District 9 Machine Install. In the pension. Like, she retires people.
She's a paper pusher kind of numbers person. Yeah.
Kind of.
She's kind of an accountant.
She retires people. I like that. That's
great. So, well, it's nice to have you here.
Yeah, it was nice
You're
to be
You're very
here.
Pleasant, even if you do have a hole in your nose. Alex White. Alex White, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is just one of those days. Kennedy Center Honors last night. Letterman. Led Zeppelin, Buddy Guy, and some woman who had something to do with ballet. Now, here's what's interesting. The ballet portion, the audience stood and turned toward the box.
Where she's sitting, okay.
With the same enthusiasm they did for Led Zeppelin, David. I promise you that 80, 90% of that audience doesn't know anything about ballet, doesn't care about ballet, but they have to act like...
They don't want to give the impression that...
Right. They didn't
they
even know who this
is.
Woman was,
right.
And I didn't know who she was. And here's the thing about ballet. Ballet, to me, is kind of like opera. And look, I'll be the first to admit, I have no culture, I don't have any class, but ballet, every ballet or part of ballet that I've ever seen looks exactly like the other ballet that I saw. Meaning in about 2 minutes, you'll see everything they do. They'll do like the swan thing. They'll up on one toe, two toes. They'll twirl. They'll put the one leg up on the other leg. And then they'll do that sort of...
That in-flight leap.
And then that's it. And the rest of the routine is that
they
stuff.
They do that for 2 hours.
And over and over again. That's ballet. So I don't get it. But I get a big kick out of watching people pretend that they get it. And there certainly is a place for it. It is part of the arts. I'm glad they honored her. I'm sure that she is great at what she does. And I don't doubt for a minute it's hard work. It requires a discipline and dedication, and not many people could do it. But what is your goal if you learn ballet? What is it ultimately you want to do? Make a lot of money as a ballet dancer?
Oh, yeah. Some of them. I can't remember what the top level is called, but...
You actually can make money?
It's something like the Bolshoi or something, isn't it?
Well, but that's a handful.
Right.
When you consider all the little girls that take ballet, you're talking just a handful.
I don't know, like local, like the St. Louis Ballet. I don't know what kind of... if there's any money involved in it.
Interesting to find out. We'll do a little business. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a couple of calls. It's just kind of a loosey-goosey sort of day. Mark Ritt, what are you doing, Alex? Are you leaving? Or? Well, say it. Just say bye.
She's waiting for her parting gifts, too. Remember you said you were
going to give
her parting gifts? Oh, yeah. Her Westport car wash.
There's some in the top drawer, Dan, if you want to get her one.
Okay, I'll
get
her some.
Get her like four car washes. What? No. Get her four car washes. We'll give her some Westport.
Her parting gift.
Westport car washes. But it's not a permanent departure. You'll be back. I can tell you'll be back. Mark Ritt and Jason Becker, they are with Stiefel Nicholas. We've talked about them for, what do you think, Pion? 12 years, 13 years?
No, yeah, it's a long
Something
time.
Like that. Pretty close to that. Financial advisors. Alex, do you have $25,000?
No, I wish.
You wish? Yeah. Well, you'll have it. You will have $25,000. And then when you do, you're going to want to either handle it yourself and invest it yourself, or you're going to want to get some help and some advice. And that's what Mark and Jason do, and that's what they do for a lot of people. Some of them have the minimum. They have $25,000. Others have $50,000 or $100,000 or $1,000,000. They call Mark and Jason, and they have a meeting. It all starts with a meeting. And then you will be the one to decide if what they say to you makes sense and whether or not you like them and the way they do what they do. And if you do, then you have a second meeting. And hopefully, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker will become your financial advisors. If you have a financial advisor, you don't have any contract or obligation to stay with that person. If you do, then you're in some serious trouble. If you've got a financial advisor that made you sign a contract that said you won't talk to anybody else but me for 5 years, wow. You might want to get a lawyer and take a second look at that. That's not a good sign. You have all the freedom and right in the world to get a second opinion about what you're doing with your money. And we'd like for that second opinion to be with Mark and Jason. I know you know the website, markandjason.com.
All right, see how traffic's moving right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that accident on eastbound 70 at Memorial, but traffic is backed up approaching Salisbury. There is a new crash that's on westbound 64, midway between 270 and Mason. It's off on the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up approaching Dallas. Southbound 270, stop and go from just approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. If you're coming on westbound 5570, it's slow from about Tudor, approaching Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
There's no better time than the present, right?
That couldn't be more true at Star Stamps and Coins in St. Charles.
Locally owned and operated with an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau, Star Stamps and Coins is all about paying top prices for your gold, silver, and platinum.
Just bring it in and walk away with your pockets full.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Star Stamps and Coins also offers free verbal appraisals of rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, and they're one of the only stamp buyers left in the entire St. Louis area.
Maybe you need fast cash.
Or perhaps you're sitting on a valuable collection that you're interested in selling.
Whatever the case, you want a small local business with a spotless reputation.
A pillar in the community since 1958.
You want Star Stamps and Coins.
500 South 5th Street, next to Dollar General in St. Charles.
Questions? Call Star Stamps and Coins now at 636-949-2203.
That's 636-949-2203.
Trust the local experts.
Star Stamps and Coins.
Here's a reminder from Howard Roofing Company in Arnold. When you take to the road, remember to take along those three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. A reminder from Howard Roofing Company in Arnold, your area professionals for top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For anything to do with your roof, call Howard Roofing Company at 314-275-7663. That's 314-275-7663.
Jack Finn Chevy of Wood River, the biggest savings event of the year. Right now, a new Impala LT, $21,995. You save $6,000. Save $6,600 on a new 012 Silverado, $17,940. Trade in a 99 or newer, save an extra grand. Special purchase GM program, 012 Impalas and Captivas. Impalas, $217 a month. Captivas, $275 a month. Both with no money down. Only at Jack Finn Chevy, Wood River. Silverado number 3865, Impala 4325. Includes all rebates and incentives, tax, title, license, and fees. Extra payments based on 75 months at 2.75% for approved credit.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road, near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
If you want it, here it is, coming again.
If you want it,
we have a couple minutes we can chat before we have to get back to business and get Bill Cleveland in here and get the news and then get to the Playhouse. A good Playhouse joke, by the way. Bob is here. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Frank and the gang. I'm AM and PM.
Bob, everybody. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Anyway, a few years back when Benny Youngman died, they had people that were close to him were saying words about him, and I don't know who it was, but it was a good friend of his. He said that him and Henny went to the ballet one night, and all the ballerinas come out, and Henny leans over to him and says, why didn't they just hire taller dancers?
Funny. That's very funny.
I thought that was real good.
You know what? He was a funny guy, that Henny Youngman.
He's excellent.
And you remember he had his phone number publicly listed? You could literally call directory assistance and get Henny Youngman's phone number, because I called him just to check it, and he answered the phone.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it printed in an article that his number was listed, and they said it's in the New York phone book, so I just called, get directory assistance, and he answers the phone, and I just said hello and introduced myself, and I said, can I ask you a question? I said, why would you have a public phone number? He said, somebody might have work. That was his answer. He said, somebody might be trying to find me to give me work. I want them to be able to get a hold of me.
But that's, I know he was king of the one-liners, but that's the one-liner that always stuck in my head. Yeah. So anyway, happy holidays and happy New Year, gang.
Bob, you too.
Right.
Happy New Year. The other guy I put in the same category was Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
The one-liner category. Mm. And I will tell you quickly, and then we'll break. But for some reason, there's always that one joke. Like his is the one about ballerinas. Why don't they get taller women? The one that Dangerfield did that, to me, for whatever reason, I just thought was a lie. He tells a story about, I'm going to respect her. And he talks about going on a blind date. And I don't remember the girl's name. I think it was Marjorie. But somebody set him up with a blind date. He goes to the door and opens the door, and the girl is just stunning. And he says, are you Marjorie? And she says, are you Rodney? He says, yeah. She says, then I'm not Marjorie. Constantly getting no respect. What a great paint salesman. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, he didn't was. Start until like 54 or something. Yeah.
He was a paint salesman who just happened to finally find his calling. Here's another guy who found his calling. Thompson Price. Thompson Price, if you remember, and if you've listened for a long time, you remember years ago, I told you he was a Chippendales dancer.
That's right.
He was one of the Chippendales. In fact, at the time, he was, I believe, in his group, the only straight Chippendales dancer.
Oh.
He knew that women came to those shows. And if you look at him, he's still kind of, it's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw him at the pool. He went on one of our
shows. Oh, yeah.
And it was very obvious that at one time he might have been a Chippendales dancer.
Very proud to walk around shirtless.
But he found his calling, and his true calling was kitchen and bathroom remodeling. And now home entertainment room remodeling. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. I know a thing or two about this company because our kitchen and every one of our bathrooms, over a period of about 6 years, we had either built or redone by Thompson Price. And I've told you, too, that the first time around, the first thing we had done was the kitchen, and I had two other companies. Nobody came close. And I'm not talking just about price. I'm talking about in the way they presented their ideas to us and in the ideas they had. Nobody was close. And then it was easy. When we wanted to do a bathroom, we didn't even have to get any bids. We knew who to call. Thompson Price. Check out their showroom. Check out their website. And I think you'll see why so many people look at their kitchens, their bathrooms, years later and go, wow, this was some of the best money we ever spent. ThompsonPrice.com.
And we'll see how the afternoon rush hour is looking right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Getting a little bit better as far as the accidents go. They cleared the one on westbound 64 between 270 and Mason, but it is heavy now approaching Ballast and Mason. A little heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge also. The accidents cleared on eastbound 70 at Memorial. Slow back to Salisbury. Westbound 70 is stop and go now from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And southbound 270 stop and go from approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And this report's brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan with elegance, performance, and technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiasaintlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Martin Kilcoyne here from your midday conversation on the Big 550. And in 2013, well, what more do you need than Martin?
Hey, hello?
Oh, Randy. Oh,
Randy,
that's right.
Randy Naughton, you know.
Beefing up the roster, my friend from the Two Fox. Randy Naughton's going to be part of the show. We're going to talk about important stuff.
Pretty much everything, Martin. Pretty much everything on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Randy Naughton, part of the team in 2013. Her debut coming up on January 3rd right here on the Big 550.
What do I wear?
Get year-end clearance cash at West County Nissan. Hi, Mike Kelly here. The year-end clearance event is underway at West County Nissan, where they are even discounting the all-new redesigned 2013 models. Sentras, $2,500 off. Altimas, $5,000 off. And Pathfinders, $4,500 off. Plus, get a complimentary maintenance package with your purchase. Hurry in for the year-end clearance cash at West County Nissan now.
Now through December, Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop, online and at department stores on up to $1,500 in purchases. Sign up for 5% now at discover.com.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lipris and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, the CEO of Starbucks has urged employees at the 120 Washington, D.C. locations to write "Come Together" on coffee cups to try and resolve the fiscal cliff.
That'll do it.
And if it works, Starbucks customers should take their cups and write "lower prices." Larry King sent out a tweet the other day that he's still alive after a playwright by the name of Larry King was found dead. King said he's doing fine after retiring from CNN to spend more time with his wives. And lots of American Airlines flights have been screwed up after that huge snowstorm earlier this week. Actually, to be fair, since it's American Airlines, the flights were screwed up before the storm hit.
Oh, there go your tickets.
Not really a
good luck getting
and
good service.
Finally,
no first class upgrade for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, NBC says Rosie O'Donnell will not be a judge in the new season of America's Got Talent.
Oh, no.
I know. Rosie said she's not really sure what her next career move is going to be, but told reporters she'd collapse that bridge when she gets to it.
Oh. Good one.
Yeah, I haven't had a good Rosie joke in a while.
That was a good one.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I thought he was going to say they just introduced the three new judges. They are Rosie O'Donnell. thanks for laughing, Tim. It is, boy, look at that. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.